Hey, 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 and welcome back, my favorite transfer cats, to 30 Days to Transfer. I am so glad you are here with me today. This is episode 27. Can you believe it? This one's huge. I mean, we're talking about the final step before you hit submit on your transfer applications. How crazy is that? Hey, by the way, are you following me on the socials? Are you on my Insta at TransferManCCC? Are you following my YouTube channel for the time to transfer? You better be, because I am touring this great state and we are checking out all the Cal State and UC options just for you. All right, our title says it all today. Too legit, now submit. This episode is all about making sure everything is correct before you submit your application. Because here's the thing, once you click that button, making changes becomes really difficult. You have to contact the school directly, each of them. So if you apply to four schools and you made a mistake on your application, you're going to have to work with four different admissions offices. Or if you get lucky and you're able to go through the application itself, it may take days or weeks to correct something, to reissue that application. You might end up having to start all over again. I've had to do that with students. So let's get it right the first time. And here's a reminder. For Cal States and UCs, the deadline is December 1st, so there's no benefit to submitting early. None. If you are done October 1st, I would not be submitting. I would be, well, I'd be listening to this entire podcast. And I want you to double check with your counselor. We're going to go through a whole list of things I want you to check, okay? So it's always better to be correct and a little later than early and wrong. For schools on rolling admissions like private schools or out of state, the earlier in, the earlier decision typically. But that same advice applies. It's best to be correct over fast. All right. I know some of you just love checking things off your list and moving on, and that's part of your personality. How do I know that? Well, if you remember our episode on the Myers-Briggs on personality, this is where you need to know yourself, slow down, take a breath, and force yourself to do it right, not just to, quote, get it done. Today, we're going to walk through a final checklist together to make sure you're ready to confidently hit submit. And if you haven't signed up at transferman.org at this point, shame on you. Oh my goodness. It's crazy. How have you gotten this far without getting my PDFs and all that good stuff? Seriously. Okay. So if you haven't, go to transferman.org, put in your email, and I will send you the PDF, and it includes this checklist. All right. Step one. It all comes back to the counselor review. It really does. Before you do anything else, schedule time with your transfer counselor. Sometimes they have clearance, workshops, things like that. They've done this hundreds, maybe thousands of times. I have looked at thousands of Cal State and UC applications. I mean, thousands. So I know exactly what I'm looking for. I know the screens. I know where I'm looking, where all the major mistakes are. The mistakes that really mess things up, I know what to look for. And your counselor does too. Their trained eyes can spot mistakes you might completely miss. Right? Okay, so here's some of the things that I'm looking for when I'm reviewing an application. Took a plane, took a car, didn't get far enough away. I don't suppose you remember how these streets felt under our feet. From Chinatown to sundown, we chased the life between. Well, it's one step forward and two steps back. Free to get ready, a heart attack. Monday comes, no looking. Money at the sea, take me north of the 7 degrees. Here's what I look for when I review an application. Okay, number one, all grades have been entered, even the ones you wish you could forget about. We've got to be 100% honest. This is one of those things that if schools find out that you did not include grades or you listed grades as being academically renewed that weren't or things like that, they can rescind your application much, much later. Okay, let's be 100% honest. That includes all the schools listed, every place that you've been to. So when you go to a school, if you get financial aid somewhere, you show up on the National Clearinghouse. They know that you've been to schools. So if you went to a school, you can't just like not report it and then they don't know. Okay, so report all the schools that you've been to. Every attempt, including W's. W's don't hurt you, okay? They are not part of your GPA. The only time W's don't look great is if they show trends, right? And W's are things that you hopefully have addressed in your application. So particularly for UCs, if there was a period of your life where you were dropping out of a lot of classes, explain that in your application. Use a PIQ to do that, or at the very end where it says, is there anything else you'd like us to know about it? Use that place to explain W's. But again, W's are not factored into your GPA, folks. Don't stress out about W's. You can't have them renewed. They're there with you. Let's live with them and move on. Academic renewal, make sure that it's applied correctly so that those older grades no longer pull you down. So if you've done academic renewal, that was an episode that we talked about earlier. Definitely use AR instead of the grade. In those Cal State applications, use AR instead of the grade. In the UC application, you have to list all the grades and you have to put AR in there. All right, remember, the CSU and the UC GPAs are calculated differently. So you may have a discrepancy between your UC and your Cal State GPA. It's because there are UC transferable courses and there are Cal State transferable courses. And most of the time they overlap, but sometimes there are courses that don't. For example, in my college, trigonometry goes to the Cal State, but it does not go to the UC. All right, it's normal for them not to match exactly, but they shouldn't be wildly off. So if you're seeing your Cal State or UC GPA is much lower than your transcripted GPA, double check that. Make sure there's online GPA calculators, but you need to know what's transferable. So this is where you really need to see your counselor. All right, step two, residency, income, and fee waivers. This is huge. This part trips a lot of students up, okay? And it can cost you real money. So listen up. Make sure you've correctly indicated you are a California resident, if you are one. If you're not a California resident, meaning you do not live here, you haven't lived here for more than a year and a day, you didn't go to high school here, you know, if you are a California resident, you qualify for in-state tuition and the fee waivers. If you're not, you don't. So it's really important. When I see people who don't get a fee waiver, this is one of the error points. Make sure you're indicating that you are a California resident if you are one. Under income, use the same information that you're using for your FAFSA or your DREAM Act, right? You want your income that you're reporting to the schools to be matching the income you're reporting to the government for your financial aid. And the FAFSA is open, by the way. So it is the month of October and you can be doing your FAFSA at the same time. Your DREAM Act is open. All right, verify whether you're dependent or independent. This is really, really important. And it determines whether you qualify sometimes for fee waivers because typically students don't make as much money as their parents do. That's kind of the normal progression of things. So it's usually beneficial for students to be classified as independent, you know, based on your age or your all the different things that make you independent. So double check with your financial aid office and in the actual application for the UC and Cal State, it specifies all the ways that you can be independent or dependent. So look through those, talk to a financial aid specialist if you need to, make sure you're right, you know, indicating the correct status. Pro tip, if you receive Cal Grant or Pell Grant, if you normally get those in your financial aid as a community college student, or you've qualified for a state or federal program like EOPS, CARE, CalWORKs, Foster Youth, TRIO, you should qualify for a fee waiver. So if you're not, if your application says you don't pay immediately, go check with your counselor, because those are really good indicators to me that you should be getting a fee waiver. All right. I've saved students like hundreds of dollars every single semester by catching these small errors in this section. So when in the Cal State application, at the very end, when you filled it out and you go in, there's a little button, check my fee waivers. You should have 4 fee waivers if you've qualified. If you don't, you have to pay for it. Okay. Same thing with the UC. The UC application actually tells you from the very beginning. I really like that. Awesome job, UCs. Where the lights shine on the hill, take me back there if you will. There's another street to get lost on, another thrill. With 2 steps forward and 2 steps back, 3 to get ready, heart attack. Monday comes, no looking back, it's on one more day. All right, your major and modality. So check what you're applying for. Make sure you're applying for an undergraduate programs, not graduate. It sounds silly, but I can tell you, I had a very, very smart student with a 4.0 applied to a graduate nursing program instead of the BSN. And he was shocked that he was not getting in anywhere. Well, he did the wrong application. Okay. So most of you want to be in in-person classes unless you intentionally want an online or global program. So double check that. When you're applying to the UCs, those are all traditional in-person programs. Cal States have a mix. Now, you can go to an in-person program and still take classes online, but the Cal States have particular options for online only. It's really important to note that once you apply to the Cal State online program, you can't switch to the in-person program later. They're different schools. They're different divisions within that school. So, for example, where I live, we have Cal State San Bernardino, which has 2 different campuses, one in San Bernardino, one in Palm Desert. You may go to that in person. You can take online hybrid courses, however you want to do it. Cal State San Bernardino also has an online division where you can do an entire bachelor's degree, the upper division, online. And they can't make you come in to that campus. Those are separate schools. Okay, so you cannot get into the online school and then just say, you know what, I actually want to go to the in-person, and after a semester or 2, just switch. Because they have different graduation requirements, they have different fee schedules, and there is no fee waiver for an online programs, by the way. All right, if you're applying to a BSN, Bachelor's in Nursing program, typically you do not have an RN already. So make sure that you have not selected the RN to BSN option. That's a very special application for a unique candidate. Make sure you're applying to the correct nursing option. And make sure you have put the supplemental applications for your nursing on your calendar, because every school has supplementals. That includes tests like TEAS or the HESI, whatever test they use. Make sure that you know their testing policy and that you have on your calendar when you're supposed to do your supplemental applications. All right. PIQ, step 4. We're almost there. There's only 6 steps here, okay? Step number 4, PIQs and essays. So remember our episode about wrapping your PIQs up with a bow? Now's the time to make sure that they shine. All right, copy your PIQs carefully from your Google Doc into the application. Make sure that they're 350 words or less. They should be right around 350 words, okay? And if you've got room, I definitely want to see a title. It's a style thing. I'm telling you, wrap that up with a bow. You've put in the thought. I mean, it really shows that. If you can't, you know, that's okay. But if you've got room, throw a title on it. Make sure that they've been edited by two people, one for grammar and spelling. Remember, no Grammarly or AI tools, not on your applications. And number two, for style and content, someone who knows you and the prompts well, usually a counselor, someone. Just don't use your friend. Okay. Maybe your friend can look it over, but like your best friend who swears they know how to get in, man. They probably don't. Okay. And at the end of the day, they're going to be like, oops, my bad. Okay. That's not much consolation. All right. Get some professionals to take a look at it. Step number five, the small but critical details. Okay. These are, you know, what's that expression? The devil's in the details. How's that? Okay. Make sure your email address is correct. This is how schools are going to contact you. They have the wrong email, you'll never get the information. Verify your social security number, your tax ID number. Make sure it matches your FAFSA, your transcripts. Hugely important, okay? Make sure that those numbers line up. Ensure that your legal name, your date of birth matches across all systems of your, you know, your college applications, FAFSA, DREAM Act application. This is going to ensure that your financial aid will be associated with your application. So it prevents a lag time for funding, which is really critical. Now, if you're paying, have a credit card ready because you will need to pay at checkout. And you're going to enter only your final grades, right? Not your in progress or planned grades. Remember the episode on a bird in the hand is worth two in the bush? I only want birds in the hand, right? Only what's finished and official. So fall grades are not done yet. Fall is still in progress. Even if a course is finished early, it's still in progress. In January, we're going to come back in and we're going to update your fall grades, okay? Registration for spring usually happens now in November, so don't wait. If you have an early registration priority, get those classes you said you were going to get. And if your school's not offering them, listen to the next coming episodes because I'll go over that. Step number six, alternate majors and UC San Diego college rankings. So always list an alternate major. Don't leave it blank. Pick something you'd actually consider pursuing. So make sure that you have alternate majors in there. If you're applying to UC San Diego, you need to rank their colleges. And this just in, as of today, you only need to rank your top four. For fall of 2026, you only need to rank your top four, not all of them. So check out their website to learn more. Think of them like Hogwarts houses, okay? Like Harry Potter. Each has its own theme and general education requirements. And for high unit majors like engineering, some colleges are definitely much better than others because they have less GEs. There are also some pretty good YouTube videos out there walking, you know, you through the different colleges before you rank them. Final mental checklist. Okay. Are you ready? So here, let's go. Let's recap before you submit. Counselors reviewed everything. All grades and transcripts have been entered accurately. Residency and income sections match your FAFSA or DREAM Act. You have the correct major and modality selected. The PIQs have been proofread and polished up. They look gorgeous. Email, social security, date of birth, your name is all confirmed. Alternate major has been chosen. UC San Diego colleges have been ranked if applicable. Fee waivers confirmed or payment ready. Payment method is ready. All right, now comes the moment, folks. Are you ready? For some of you, this is huge. You are the first in your family to ever do anything like this. Whether you say a prayer, take a deep breath, or just hit submit and slam the laptop shut, this is a milestone worth celebrating. You've worked so hard, and I want you to know I'm proud of you. You've come a long way over the last 27 days. We've got a couple of days more. Remember, we're not completely done yet. As T.S. Eliot wrote, "In my end is my beginning." There are still a few valuable lessons I've saved for the very last episodes. It's all been building up for those. So rest tonight, celebrate this moment, and come back ready tomorrow. Until then, my friends, transfer on.